Greetings, you're all very welcome to this week's episode of the Gratitude Attitude Podcast. I am your host, Miss Anna O'Connor. In this podcast, we just try to make ourselves slightly better versions of who we already are. And we just try and basically develop ourselves in a positive way and manifest our dream life. So if this is your first time listening, I would always encourage you to go back to episode one. Way back in episode one and two, we get our life goals in order, and we get our, I don't know, you need to know where you're going. So if you don't know where you're going, how are we going to get there? And I always say it. So if it is your first time listening, pop back, because a lot of the time I do have first timers just randomly coming into a podcast, and you are very welcome, and you can stay and you can listen to this one and you will get something out of it. But I would advise pop back and listen to episode one and two and start from there. So, yes, I hope you're having a lovely week and I hope life is good with you. We are well into, we won't say hot girl spring, we'll say medium weather spring at the moment. It is a bright evening, but it is still, I'm not here to tell you the weather, but you know, it's still cold, but we are remaining positive. Hopefully the weather is going to pick up this weekend. And when you're listening on Monday morning, you'll say, what's she talking about? The sun is shining. And I hope it is wherever you are this morning or today or whenever it is you are listening to this pod. So yeah, what did I get up to this week? I had a great week this week. I really connected with friends this week. So I think that's really important. And also for me, like, I'm in a new relationship. Well, almost a year now, but sometimes when you're in a relationship, you can let things slide with your friends. But I am very, I suppose because I've done it in the past, I am very, it's very important to me that I don't let things slide. So if you are in a relationship or if you are, starting a new relationship or anything like that, I would say to you, always make time for your friends, because your friends will always be there for you. And, it's nice that you could be there for them as well. But obviously when you're in a relationship, you have to make more time for that as well. But this weekend was not about my relationship. This weekend was all about connecting with friends. And it was just lovely. Filled my cup this weekend. I went to Kilkenny Friday night. Kilkenny's a great spot. What fills my cup? Live music fills my cup. So I went to hear live music. And again, I'm just not that bothered with a load of drink. You can go out and you don't have to drink a load of drink. Because I just, to be honest, I would be full of anxiety the next day. So it's just no point. So I had like four drinks. And then myself and my friend Celine, we went for a nice dinner as well. I think it was the name of the place, the Left Bank. Anyway, great spot. Went to see a really good live band. Food for the soul. If that's something you're into, if you're into live music, I would advise go and listen to some live music, because I don't do it enough. And when I do, I'm like buzzing after it. And then Saturday, my lovely friend Niamh de Bruin, she is a social media influencer. She held her first ever event in Langton's in Kilkenny. And this was huge for her. You know, people might follow people online and think, oh, they have, you know, no worries or no, they can do anything. But it was a big thing for Niamh to do this. It was her first ever event and it went so well. It was a packed out show and she was absolutely brilliant. So very proud of her and proud of the whole day. It was just fantastic. And the lovely Michelle up the lane was there and she did a talk and she was amazing. And yeah, just a really, really positive day and connected in with people and met some new people as well. And then I had, after all my training, I had my first 10K. So if you haven't been listening, I'm training for a half marathon and I had my 10K this weekend, which mightn't sound much because some people are like, 10K is handy. Oh my God, 10K was massive for me. So I've gone from like running, like literally not being able to run for 2 minutes in a row in January to, I did my first 10K. It took me ages, 1 hour and 7 minutes. I'd say I could have walked backwards faster, but that doesn't matter. I did run the whole thing and I am very proud of myself. And it is okay if you have done something to be proud of yourself too, because if I wasn't proud of myself, then I can't be telling you to be proud of yourself. So yeah, if you've done something, even something small, be proud. And yeah, I was really, really happy. And you know what? There's something really exciting about actually signing up for like an event like that. Like if I did a 10K around here, like it's grand, you just leave the house, you go do it, but you get no kind of buzz. Whereas like we'd get up early in the morning, driving, get parking, got two nice coffees. There was like a band playing before it. There was, I think, 2,500 people doing the run. So it was the Great Irish Run. But like, there is so many of these things going on, whether it's a walk, a run, all of us, most of us anyway, can walk. Like, sign up for something. You'd be pure delighted with yourself. Like, that I did that my Sunday morning. I'd usually be lazy and watch Netflix in bed. I was up and out and in Phoenix Park running around 10K with 2,500 people. And I felt absolutely amazing after it. So yeah, I had a really positive weekend. But again, I had to put things in place to do that. And I had to do the training to do the 10K. It's the little things build up to these bigger things. And I just, yeah, that is my, my little bit of, wisdom for you this week. Go sign up for something. Even like, I think the women's mini marathon in Dublin, it's a 10K, but loads of people walk it. So like, do that. The buzz of it. I did it years ago and it was such a good buzz. So you don't even have to have trained. If you didn't train, don't worry about it. Just go and sign up for something. It's great. And it's a great way for meeting. Like, if you were single, for example, loads and loads of like healthy, fit people up and out you could meet and chat to. And honestly, ideal for anything like that. So yeah, that's your tip of the week. Sign up for some event this summer and just get out and do it. Get out of your own way and do it. I think it cost me €25 or something like that. But yeah, really, 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 really enjoyed it and just filled up my own cup all weekend. And I feel as well, like, sometimes you just need your girlfriends. Like, I didn't realise my confidence had dropped a little bit. I'm not even sure why, just different things, probably the winter or whatever. But I just wasn't the same. And after a weekend with my friends, oh my God, did they set me right? Like, they absolutely did. And that's the thing, you need to connect in with people because they will help you if you're, you know, having a low moment or you're losing a bit of confidence. And we can all do that. We can all lose confidence. And yeah, my friends, I'll tell you, they shoved my confidence right up again and I am feeling $1 million. So yeah, this week, what are we talking about this week? So this is something I'm about to tear into. So I'm thinking, why should I tear into this on my own? Let's tear into this together. I'm going to drag you all along with me. So it's spring. It is almost a year since I did a massive clear out of my apartment. So this time last year, May. So like, say in a month's time. So a year ago, I had a lovely girl, and you can go and follow her on Instagram if you like. So Jen from My Little Wonderful came to my little apartment and helped me do a clear out, but she uses a method called the Marie Kondo method, which is, I'm going to read out exactly what the Marie Kondo method is here. I've spoke about it in previous episodes. So the KonMari method, it's called the KonMari, is it? No, it's the Marie Kondo method. Encourages tidying by category, not by location. Beginning with clothes, then moving on to books, papers and kimono. And kimono means miscellaneous items. And finally, sentimental items. So you keep only the things that speak to the heart and discard items that no longer spark joy. So you go through, well, you start off with your wardrobe, right? And that's what I did. You start off with your wardrobe. Now I need to do all this again. So this is why I'm telling you, so we can. I feel like I won't be alone when I'm doing it during the week, because it's a big, big job doing a clear out. So you start off with your wardrobe and you go through everything and you have to touch everything, right? And you have to touch everything, and then if it brings you joy and you like wearing it, you keep it. If you touch it and you're like, it doesn't really bring me joy, like if you're like, nah, not really arsed. Now, I'm not saying throw it out. Go to a charity shop with it. Do something. Like, I actually find this clear out, even though you'd be thinking clear out, you'd have to buy more. No, you'll actually find things in the clear out that you didn't even realize were there because there's so much stuff, you know. So you will end up not having to buy stuff for summer because you'll find stuff that you didn't realize was there. And you'll have, like, when there's less in the wardrobe and you can have everything hung up and ironed and looking well, you realize that you have more to wear, if you get me. Whereas at the moment, my wardrobe is full to the neck and it's just messy and it's winter and it's summer. So yeah, you touch everything, and anything that does no longer brings you joy, you thank it, which I love because, you know, I'm all about the gratitude. So you say thank you for your service or whatever. Well, I'd say thank you, thank you, thank you, and I pop it into a black bag, and then everything that goes into the black bags I bring to the charity shop so someone else is going to get use out of them. And it doesn't matter if it's designer or not or anything, it doesn't matter, is if it's not bringing you joy, it's gone, right? You just cut it off. And like, if you haven't worn anything in a year, if you haven't worn it in a long time, if you think you're going to eventually fit in, I think that's bad for you. Only have what you can wear and what you love and what sparks joy in your heart. So yeah, this week we want you to start with the wardrobe and go through it all. And let me know as well. Message me if you've done this, because I will feel better, because I have to do it. And it's like, no one wants to start. And it's a real, like, you need a day, don't you? You need a few hours. You can't just tear into it and you have to go collect someone from soccer in half an hour. No good. So yeah, start with the wardrobe. Everything you touch, if it doesn't bring you joy, goes to the charity. And that's it. Oh my God. You will feel such, like, you feel gratitude for the things. You might even remember, oh, I wore that top this time of my holidays. I wore this top or these pants to a certain event, but they no longer bring me joy. But thank you for your service. And it just brings gratitude into the whole thing as well. And I think it's so, so good. So yeah, you start off with the wardrobe. But like, what I will say as well, like, a spring clean is going to make room. So we're all about manifesting here. If you want to bring new things into your life, and it doesn't even mean physical, it might mean, you know, spiritually, or, you know, a good vibe, or like maybe a man, or maybe, you know, anything at all, right? If you want to bring it into your life, you need to make room for it. So if you want to manifest something, so if you're really looking to meet a nice man, for example, I would advise you to do the Marie Kondo method. Go through your wardrobe, see what sparks joy, and leave a little bit of room then in the wardrobe. So you're opening up yourself to possibly manifesting a man. So you're even saying there's a little bit of room in that wardrobe for, you know, a man or a woman or whatever your taste may be. But yeah, that is actually a good thing to do. It's like taking a step. You're showing the universe that you're ready and you're making room. And I would actually say, like, I had this in my diary and I found it really strange. So when Jen came from My Little Wonderful, she's all about manifesting. And that's why she ended up coming to me. But she said to me, Anna, you will be shocked at how much you will manifest from doing this. And honestly, my manifestations went into overload after doing the Marie Kondo method and after doing this method. Like, so literally the day that she came, I have it in my diary there. The day she came, the next day I went on a date with Patrick. Now, we can say it's coincidence, but we know here in this podcast there's no such thing. I feel like I made room for him in my life. And I made a step towards meeting someone. I don't know. There's a bit of magic in it, okay? I don't know. Or I don't have all the answers. And I know it's probably not scientifically proven. But if you're into the law of attraction and you're into manifestation, I don't know. It can't be a coincidence. The very next day, I made room. Here he is, you know? And I think the universe does give you what you want very, very quickly when you take steps to get there. So yeah, I did meet Patrick the next day. Whether it's a coincidence or not, I'm not going to say it is. I think it was me creating the space to meet somebody, and then he came along. So yeah, anyway, so if you're single, get on it. Like, get on it. And you're looking for someone, obviously. If you're happy single, then stay the way you are. But yeah, get on it. And like, and as well, I just wanted to say this, because a lot of people that are single, and because I was single myself for a long time, and you never know, could be single in the future. We're not going to throw that out there, but you know, it is a possibility, and you are good whether you are single or in a relationship, okay? I'm very, very happy in my relationship now. Throwing that out there. But if you are single, it is okay to say, because I remember doing a talk in Limerick, and I was talking about this, like, what would people like to manifest? And there's a lot of women there, and there was actually a lot of single women there. But none of them were comfortable saying out loud that they wanted to manifest a relationship. They nearly, I think it's kind of programmed into us now to be like, I don't need a man, and to not be vulnerable and not say, well, I would like a man, and I would like to manifest a man and a home and buy a house with him and get married. It is okay to want that. And it is okay not to want that, but it's also okay to want it, because I did feel when I've done these talks, a lot of people are very afraid, almost ashamed. They act like, oh, like, it doesn't matter. I don't care if I don't meet no man and I'm independent. That's not really the vibe you want to be on, because we're all saying this, but everyone wants to meet someone. Like, really, they do eventually anyway. And it's just like And maybe you don't. Maybe you're listening, you're like, I'm happy the way I am. And that is fine too, if you're genuine. But if you would like to meet someone, it is okay to say it, to write it down, to imagine it, to, like, it really is. Drop the guard, okay? Drop the guard and just go for it and say it. And it doesn't mean you are desperate just because you say that you would like to meet someone. No, absolutely not. I would have always said I'd like to meet someone, and then I did meet someone. It is totally fine. You're opening yourself up really more to it. So yeah, I know we're gone slightly off track here, but I always want to say that because I do always feel women are afraid to say that they would love to meet someone nice. And it is okay to say that. And if you're a man listening, it's okay to say you'd like to meet someone nice. That is, obviously, it's great. It's no problem at all. It is not a negative. It is a positive, and it is absolutely possible. But anyway, that's what I found when I did my wardrobe clear out. Who came along then the next day? And now he doesn't even have anything in my wardrobe. We'll be honest. Let's call a spade here. A spade here. Patrick doesn't have anything in my wardrobe, but you know, I made a room from him, and he does have a pajamas here, so he will come. He doesn't come too often, but when he does, he has the pajamas. And someday maybe he'll have a few bits in my wardrobe. But you know what I mean? It's not actually about the clothes in the wardrobe. It's more opening yourself up to the idea and that you're ready and that you're, you know, like another thing I did. This is not a podcast about manifesting a man, but the year before I got into a relationship, I did laser hair removal. I went to MediSkin and Nina and I did laser hair removal because I knew I wanted a relationship. I was confident that I would find the right person at the right time. I knew it was coming. I could feel it was coming. And I was like, when I meet the man of my dreams, I don't want to have a load of stubble on my legs. I want to be hair free. And I did. So like I took action. I took a step towards it. And now I have no hair on my legs. So, you know, whatever it might be for you, what is it that you want to, you know, what action is it that you want to take? And it's not all about meeting a man. It could be anything. But yeah, I would advise to take steps like that, big steps. Show the universe that this is what I'm looking for. And you know, even like, what is it I want? Like, I want eventually to have a lovely house, right, with a view of the water, and I'd love that, right? But I have this idea, like, I will only have like Jo Malone candles. Like, I want to manifest more wealth, right? I'm not there yet, but I'm confident that I will get there. Because if you're not confident that you'll get there, you definitely won't, right? So then I want to manifest that, and I want like a lovely house, and we just burn Jo Malone candles because we're so wealthy, right? But at the moment, like, I just burn Dunn's candles, right? But I think I will take a step soon and I will buy a couple of Jo Malones. Now, I'm not sure if I'm ready to start burning them on a random Tuesday. I'm not ready for that step, but we all, you know, baby steps. But yeah, like, if I want that home, maybe I should start buying things like that. Or like, I bought the TV in my sitting room. It's way too big for my sitting room, but that is for my eventually forever sitting room. So it's like taking steps, imagining that in my new sitting room. And maybe, oh yeah, I'm thinking, might treat myself to a couple of Jo Malone candles. Maybe I won't burn them just yet, but you know, we will get there. But yeah, it's all about taking little steps. Anyway, back to the Mary Kondo. So let me have a look here. So yeah, so you start off with the wardrobe and then you move on to books and papers. So you know all the papers, I have a press full of papers now I need to go through them all and throw them out. And a lot of the time you can make files now on your phone, so you can take a picture and actually throw them out. And again, only keep things that spark joy or that you really, really need to keep, like, you know, mortgage stuff or whatever. Sentimental items. So go through your sentimental items. I would find that a very hard one to throw out, things that are sentimental. But, you know, go through them anyway. Make sure that everything you have, you want and sparks joy for you. Yeah, so take some time this week to do all this. What else can we do? We go through our books, because there's an awful lot of books there we don't read. And maybe if you have had a few books hanging around all winter, I do this. I'm always buying books. I'm great at buying books, not great at reading books. But I'll just get, like, there's a lovely little book. We've like a little library in Portro where I live. Like an outdoor, not an outdoor library, but it's just like a thing, a little shelf built that's covered on the main street, say, of Portro. We only have one street, but you know. And basically there's loads of books down there. So maybe I'll pop down there and people can take them and then they give their own books in. And it's a lovely little thing to do. So yeah, maybe I'll drop down a few books that maybe I've already read or that no longer serve me or don't spark joy and I've never read them and they make me feel bad because I haven't read them. I think I will drop them down. And, you know, again, it's recycling, reusing. Maybe I'll find a book down there that I like, a new book that will spark me joy. But yeah, so write down thoughts that are no longer serving you. I wrote this down myself. Who even am I thinking of these things? But yeah, I was like, let's not just do a physical clear out this week. Let's do a mental clear out. Sometimes we ruminate on our thoughts over and over again, negative stuff. And I'm a devil for it too. We're all devils for it. What thoughts are no longer serving you? What do you think about that gives you anxiety or gives you a bad day? Or let's write these down this week. And let's, like, I don't know, throw them in the fireplace or something. Let's clear out our wardrobes. Let's clear out our papers. And let's clear out those negative thoughts. Because sometimes we think and think and think about the same feckin' things over and over again. And it is doing us no good and it no longer serves us. And it certainly doesn't spark us joy. So yeah, let's do that this week as well. And yeah, like, write down what it is you want to welcome into your life. So if we're making all of this room, and again, I always say, you know, get the, you know, figure out where it is you want to go. So what is it that you want to bring into your life? So I want to bring in the Jo Malone candles and I want to bring in the, you know, the feeling of wealth so that I can manifest more wealth. That's kind of, I'm here thinking and talking as I'm going. But yeah, that's, I think, what I want to do. And I think you have to take steps to get there. And once you take the steps, I don't know, the magic bit kicks in. Okay. And yeah, so what is it you can do? And write it down and figure it out and start taking steps to get there. So what are the benefits? So here are some of the benefits from actually doing a spring clean. And how is spring cleaning good for manifesting? So I have a couple of points written down. Clutter-free space. So a clean environment allows energy to flow freely, creating a conductive atmosphere for manifesting your desires. So yeah, if you have a load of clutter, it's actually hard to have a calm mind. And manifesting is all about having a calm mind and meditating and all of that and being, like, letting go and being free. Having a cluttered kitchen and a cluttered bedroom, which I do at the moment, is no good for that. So yeah, this week I'm going to clear out. And you're going to clear out with me. We're doing it together, right? So clear mind. So decluttering your surroundings can lead to a clearer mind, enabling better focus and visualization of your goals. Yeah. All very positive. Positive energy. So removing old stagnant items can uplift the energy of your space, making it more receptive to positive manifestations. Yeah, it just changes the energy. So increased productivity is another one I have here. A clean and organized environment can boost productivity, helping you take concrete steps towards manifesting your desires. And again, I'm going to get back as well to, and I don't want to be like, I'm doing this and doing this week, our main focus is clear out. But the mornings are bright. I'm going to get up early as well. If I got up early, I'd have the wardrobe cleared out before anyone else is up. Honest to God, it's to get up and get into it. I find, like, this morning I got up at 8 o'clock, no good. I was still getting ready at 9:15. It's just not happening. Whereas you're up at 6, you'll get going, you'll get a lot more done. It's a visualization aid. So a clutter-free space allows for better visualization and manifestation practices as you can more easily envision your desired outcomes. Exactly. I have a lovely clean sitting room there burning Jo Malone candles. I'm going to visualize my dream sitting room with my Jo Malone. You know, it's so much easier. I'm almost there. I can feel it. I can smell it, you know. So the feng shui benefits. So following principles of feng shui, or else the Marie Kondo, spring cleaning can optimize the flow of energy in your space. So supporting manifesting. It's all of it helps each other. It's a compound effect of everything we do. And a clear out is 100% going to, you know, it's just really going to benefit, and it really is going to help you manifest whatever it is you want. So if you have written down your dream life, this will help you get closer to it. Fresh start. So spring cleaning signifies a fresh start, provides a clean slate for new manifestations and opportunities to come into your life. So as far as I can see, there is very little negatives and it is all positives. So whether you use the Marie Kondo, the feng shui, whatever it is, or the I'm just firing these into a bag because I'm sick of looking at them. Whatever method it is, maybe I'll bring out that method. I'm just firing them into a bag because I'm sick of looking at them. That is what we're aiming for this week. And that if that's all you do this week, if you've completely fallen off the wagon with everything else, let's just stick with this because we can't do everything. It's hard to do everything. And if you're doing everything, fair play to you. But yeah, try and do the spring clear out and see what you can manifest into your life in the next few weeks from doing that. And just see how much better you feel. I cannot wait. I feel like a heaviness over me at the moment with all the clutter in my apartment. And I just need the whole, get the winter vibe out, the spring vibe in, and yeah, just create a better atmosphere for manifesting. And I'm going to do that. And I hope that you are going to do it with me this week. So yeah, also there is a TV show. One second now, let me see. It's called Tidying Up with Marie Kondo. So there you go. If you're at Nothing Now tonight, onto Netflix. And the actual, the Marie Kondo, the woman that it's called after, has a whole TV show. So it'll exactly explain how the method works. She'll show you, like, it is, you cannot go wrong. So yeah, I found the Marie Kondo excellent. Really, really good. And I'm going to do it again. And hopefully I will manifest more into my life, more positive things into my life, and hopefully you will as well. So yes, I hope you enjoyed this week and I hope you get something out of it. And let me know, send me a message on Instagram if you do do a clear out or a spring clean this week. And I feel like this time next week when I'm on, I need to be able to say to you, yeah, I did it. So at least I have to answer to you and you have to answer to me. So let me know. If you enjoyed this week's podcast, or if you enjoy any of my podcasts, again, I do not have any sponsorship. All I rely on is literally you telling your friend. That is it. Or sharing on social media. So if you can at all, I don't want any payment. I don't want anything. This is all free for you. What I would love, if you wouldn't mind, is sharing this even with one friend. But if you could share it with 10, that'd be obviously way better. But if you could share it and rate it maybe on Spotify, if you can do that, I would really, really appreciate it. And even especially a share and a tag on social media, like that reaches so many people and it really, really benefits. And I see all the time that the pod is getting more and more listeners. So again, you are helping me manifest that. So thank you so much for that. And thank you for everyone who does message me. I see all your messages and I really, 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 really do appreciate them. So yeah. Thank you so much for listening this week. Enjoy your clear out. I'm sorry that I have given you a whole lot of work to do this week. And if it isn't, okay, try get it done this week. But if it isn't this week, you know, in the next few weeks, let's tear into it and get a good clear out. And hot girl summer is just around the corner. So yeah, we need to know where our hot girl clothes are. We need to know where our summer clothes are. All of that. So yeah, tear into it this week and let me know how you get on. Send me a message. Again, hit me up, tag me, whatever it is you want. Let me know that you're listening. And thanks again for listening. I will talk to you all next week. Where am I headed this weekend? Where am I off to? Oh, I am off to, I'm going to, I'm always off somewhere. Look, I'm in my child is grown up era. What do they call it? Empty nest era. So I am off this weekend and I am going to a lovely little cottage up in the Mourne Mountains. Don't even know where they are. They're kind of halfway up the north somewhere. So yeah, that is where I'm off to this weekend. And when I come back, I'm doing a massive spring clean. So anyway, I will talk to you next week. Again, thank you so much for listening. And enjoy whatever it is you're doing today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.